Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's also a blessing to be here, and it's a calling and a mission. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for being the wonderful God that you are. For your love and your grace and your mercy in our lives. That you are always there for us to listen. You're such a wonderful Father. We thank you. We ask, Father, that you will forgive us. We fail thee every day in our lives. Sometimes intentional, sometimes not so. But every day, Father. We try to walk in the human way instead of in your way. I ask, Father, that you will give us strength and boldness. Thank you for your word, that we have that to study and that we have prayer, that we can come to you and just talk to you, to pour our hearts out. Father, we ask for your protection. I ask your protection on all those who are listening. And for those who are not, so many in this world need you. Put someone in their wake that they can see you in them, come to know you, be encouraged. I ask, Father, for the protection of this president. I ask that you will continue to reveal the lies and the crimes that have been done against him, but in truth against the people and in truth against you. Oh, the Prince of Lies, he's been very busy. Keep him away from your people. Bind him up. Reveal to us the truth, and may the truth, truly, we know that it will, set us free. Father, I pray that you will use CSC Talk Radio. I pray that every day. Here am I, Lord, send me. That I might be a beacon, be hope, be encouragement, maybe be a little thought provoker. But most of all, point people to you. For such a time as this. Amen. I was watching the news last night, and the mayors and the governors that are all under fire for their tyrannical behavior, I just got really aggravated at them. And, you know, they don't take an oath to the CDC or any other ABC department of bureaucracy. Their oath. Was to, not to the world, but to the people of that state, to the people of the U.S. Their oath is to you, not to the CDC, your state constitution. The blue states are an example of large government gone stupid. The people of Michigan have had it. The governor of Delaware, he's a pompous, arrogant idiot, but then maybe he might be getting orders to keep a lockdown going on there so they can keep Biden in his bunker in his basement, you know, with just reason, as if the left knows what the word just or reason, either one, mean. This nation isn't out of control because of the pandemic. This nation is out of control because we've allowed so many strident jackasses to lead us around, bully us, scare us, threaten us, and intimidate us into silence. Key phrase there. We, the people, are led by strident jackasses because we have allowed it to be so. Michigan. One day soon, you'll have an election. Delaware. One day soon, you'll have an election. Are you going to elect these same governors, these same mayors like in Chicago and in New York? New York, you're getting what you voted in there. What has the CDC done? What has the WHO done? What have any of these so-called helpful organizations done for us? They have been wrong. Their numbers have been wrong. And now, oh yeah, restaurants are going to use mannequins and blow-up dolls, G-rated kind, to fill the booth so you don't feel alone when you're dining out. They're going to make them look unique so you're not creeped out. Well, good luck with that. Only two people to a boat now. Remember that. 6 feet away, people, on the beaches. How are you going to get your back taken care of? How are you going to get the lotion on your back if you have to stay 6 feet away from everybody? There's an invention coming, I'm certain. Sports. They're going to use canned crowd noises. Will they try to include the drunks and the cussing and the yelling at the umps? How about the guy with the beer and the hot dog yelling? Are they going to have that? And they plan to have computer-simulated people in the stands. Nuts, right? It kind of reminds me of the movie Matrix, where everybody just did, you know? They just did. And we're silent. Are we okay with the CDC removing baseball? The ambiance of dining out, holding hands as you walk in the park or down the beach? No hugging. No hugging loved ones who've just buried a child or a parent, not necessarily from COVID. This might surprise you, but more people don't die from COVID than do. While this U.S. economy is crashing, do you feel better than that you wore a mask to the grocery store and you went down the right aisles with the arrows to buy some food with what you have left from that stimulus check? Do you feel better about that? While the U.S. economy is crashing, do you feel better now that your legs have forgotten how to move because you've been sitting so long? Your brain is fried with Netflix and you've died in every game on your telephone? Do you feel safer now that the worshipers of the CDC have let criminals out of prison so that they won't get COVID, but they have locked you in your home? I'm tired of hearing the governors quote the CDC rules or orders or suggestions. It's time to stand up for liberty, my friends. It's time to stand up for liberty. You don't take an oath to the CDC. You know, these bureaucrat departments, they're not hurting. So when they keep telling us we're in this together, that's not the truth. They're not hurting. They haven't missed a paycheck. They're still going to work. Well, maybe some of them are working from home. America, I don't know the truth of everything with this COVID-19. Because we're not being told the truth of everything. If it's really something the Chinese have put here to kill us all, then tell us. Tell us so we know what we're dealing with. Don't sit there and tell us, oh, you got to stay locked up. Just 15 days. Oh, we're going to be 30 days now. Oh, it's going to be this. You got to wear a mask. You shouldn't wear a mask. Now you have to wear a mask. Quit making stuff up and tell us the truth. And if that is the truth, America, get out of your houses. Because they've been wrong all along. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I don't know about you, but I'm getting fed up. Maybe I'm getting a little, just a little, because I've been getting out of my house. Not because I'm essential, but because I say I'm essential. I've been getting out of my house. And I'm one of those that I carry a mask, but I don't wear it. You're listening to CNC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We will be right back.